BWA Mobile.
Can 4BWA, this is KO4LAP. How are you?
I think I'm doing okay today. I just finished up my errands for the day in Spartanburg, and I'm headed to go get some lunch with a really good-looking better half.
It sounds like a perfect Friday afternoon there you got planned. Good job.
Yeah, this is Steve on this end. Who we got there?
It's Brian. I'm out in Greenville. I'm pretty new at this. Got my ticket about, 3 weeks ago or so.
All right. Well, at 4 weeks, you got to go back and get your general. You've been studying, haven't you?
Well, I did download the free manuals. I do have the apps on my phone now for practicing for the general test, and I will get to it soon, probably within the next few months, so you betcha.
That's good. So what kind of radio equipment you got?
Well, for home, I got a handheld little Yaesu, whatever the number is. Don't remember what it is, but a little handheld 5-watt. I built an antenna for the house going on it. I'm having a little trouble with that. I think I could probably get it working better this weekend. And then in the car, I'm on a mobile now. This is a Yaesu or Anytone mobile is what it is, Chinese made.
Yeah. So have you been thinking about what you're going to do for a home base station to do your HF?
Well, I hadn't gotten to HF thinking yet. I was thinking for a base station for VHF, doing another mobile with a power supply unit, just building up something like that. That seems to be what a lot of people are doing. HF, there's so many different radios, so many different options. I was looking at, just what are the frequency spectrums that come available once you get to be a general, and what radios match that. They're all in the several hundred dollar range, so still considering.
What, do you like your Yaesu?
I do, I like it a lot.
Started off with some Yaesu equipment, and actually I started off with an ICOM 706 Mark IIG, and I found that thing just really aggravating to program. So I let it go, and I bought myself a Yaesu, and I tell you what, for my home base, I wound up with a Yaesu 991A, and man, it's a full house radio, 2 meter, 440, and all of the HF too.
That sounds perfect. You can do it all with that. What's the price tag?
A little bit pricier than a 7300, and everybody's having such a hissy fit for, but the 7300 ICOM does not do 2 meter or 440. And that one generally runs about $999, right at $1,000. But during the holidays or during when you catch it on sale, you can pick up that Yaesu 991. You can pick that up for about $1,050.
Yaesu 991. I'm going to have to take a look at it. I mean, it sounds like a... So the problem is, once you buy, if you just buy the VHF radio, you're going to turn around and buy an HF radio anyway, so you might as well just buy it all at once. So maybe that's what I'll do next. I don't know.
That's fantastic. You can do about anything you want to do with it, and that includes integrated into a computer for FT8 and N3. Well, you're probably not familiar with N3 FJP yet, are you?
No, not yet. I guess that's another, maybe a digital mode or some voice packaging type of mode.
Now, N3 FJP, you can actually take control of your radio and scroll down through the active frequencies that are there, and it'll tell you where they are, and you can click on it, and it'll tune your radio to that frequency. And you can try to make contact on that call sign and frequency. So it's really pretty neat. So the way that works is I just turn it on. It integrates with the radio. I just click on a frequency where I see where I want to try to hit. It tunes my radio, and I go to work.
time. It's a fascinating hobby. There's a lot of stuff that can be done out there, and I hear people talking about all these different things that open up as you get, you know, more into the hobby. What about antennas for that HF? How do you handle that?
What you really need is a good solid dipole wire, and you can be into Europe and South America and Canada and over into Alaska without any problem at all. I have an OCF, that's an off-center fed dipole, and it's made by Maxcon, and man, I can ground wave to local guys, but I can still hit Europe and Canada and all over with it. It does a great job, and I hope you're sitting down. The price tag on it's not but about $150.
That's the way to go. So you're all in on HF for about $1,100 or $1,200, right?
Got to figure out how to get it up in the air.
And I got the J-pole I built for VHF is up on the house right now. I got it. So it's probably, you know, the base of it is probably somewhere around 30 feet, 25 or 30 feet up or something like that. Not too bad, but I don't know if you need to get higher than that or not.
You could get the center up at about 50 feet and the ends at about 10 or 12 feet off the ground. That's a pretty good setup, and I'm doing very well with it, especially on DX. And, you know, it works good. So, you know, you can buy a very inexpensive, expansion pole.
The antenna up when you're using it, pull it back down when you're not, or something like that. Is that what you mean by expansion pole?
Yeah, kind of like a painter's pole. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, that would be probably made out of fiberglass, too, so you wouldn't have any grounding issues or anything like that. It'd probably be a pretty good option. May look a little funny, but I guess it would work.
Yeah, the only thing is you got to guy it.
I'm lucky. I live in a subdivision that has an HOA, but it's pretty weak, and I don't think anybody cares what I have in my yard. I've got quite a bit of stuff that they probably would have complained about already if they did.
Well, and see, that wire is not, well, okay, let me give you an example. I've got a 50-foot tower with a Cushcraft D4 on top, okay? And my D4 is 34 feet wide, and it's up on a tower at 50 feet up. So you can see that for a distance. Now, that wire, you got to be looking for that.
Yeah, I guess that's a nice thing, is that you can hide it really well. What's the other antenna for? Is that an HF antenna as well?
Well, it's a rotatable dipole, and I can... now, the nulls on the end of the antenna are not great, so the broadcast area is fairly wide, and but it is very good. I can rotate it around, and... as far as receive, I can hear just about anything I want to hear. Plus, it's good for about 2,500 watts.
The Yaesu radio that you were talking about, what's the wattage on that?
Well, it's a standard output. It's a 100 watt output, same as most all radios out there. So if you want to get up over 100 watts, you might as well start thinking about an amplifier. Running a Meritron 811H, and it gives me about 800 watts. And from everything I've read, you know, once you get up past about 600 or 700 watts, you're not going to gain but about one S point above that. So, man, I tell you what, I've talked to the Arctic, Antarctica. I talked to South Orkney Island. I've talked South Africa, just all over with that 800 watts, and it does the trick.
Fascinating to mess with. It sounds like endless possibilities of, you know, trying different things, trying, you know, different power levels, different frequencies, and just trying to hit everywhere and meet people on the air. That's pretty neat.
Oh, it's terrific. It's terrific. I talked to a guy in South Dakota, and It's in a little tiny town. The town's not but about 60 people. And he said that he had purchased the Episcopal Church building and basically converted it into a house. And I got his QSL card, and yeah, it had a picture of it on the front. It's pretty neat. I've met all kinds of interesting people on there.
It sounds like the steeple itself might make a good place to mount an antenna. That'd be a pretty good radio, a good place for a ham radio operator.
You just figured out exactly what he did. He put a little waterproof cap around the mast, ran it right up through the steeple, went straight up, and had a guy wired off. And man, I tell you what, the day I talked to him, he was rattling my windows.
Where's this guy you said, where'd you say he was?
He was in South Dakota, western South Dakota.
Interesting people out there. You know, one of the reasons I got into this ham radio thing is trying to get off of social media. You know, the social media thing will drive you crazy. This is a way that they had conversations back in the old days, meeting people on the air instead of online, and it's a lot more fascinating. You meet some pretty good people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, but you know what? It's just like anything else. Ham radio is a slice of Americana, and you will run into some really, really, for the most part, you'll run into some really great folks, but there are spots around the radio spectrum that we just scratch our heads and say, why hasn't the FCC gone in there and confiscated everything?
Yeah, I guess there's always somebody out there who can ruin whatever it is people want to do. My dad was a big CB guy. He used to sit in the garage, had a big antenna on the house, and would talk all over town. I guess that's kind of what got me interested in radio. And this, with the repeaters, is similar, with a bigger range and a little bit more formality. And I think the licensing, you know, kind of, it keeps the riffraff out a little bit. You know, you get people who care enough to study to get a license in order to use the radio.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, it really is fun. So where is your home?
Well, I've been in Greenville for 20 years now. Grew up out in California, though. Don't miss that a bit. I was transplanted by the Navy over, you know, in the middle of all that.
If you live in Greenville, there's one club in Greenville, and then there's one club in Greer. And the Greer Club, which I belong to, is a really good bunch of guys. It's the Greer Amateur Radio Society, and there's one over in Greenville that's BRARS. It's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and that's a pretty good bunch, too. Of course, I like my bunch in Greer better, and I'm members at both. Well, I think I'm still members over in Greenville. With this COVID, you gotta keep up with, you know, your scorecard, see which way is what these days. But you need to jump into one of the clubs, and man, we do all kinds of stuff. Soda, POTA. Okay. Do you know what soda and POTA is?
Those sound like fizzy drinks to me.
Okay. POTA is Parks on the Air. That's where you take a radio for high frequency, and then you go out to a park and go online and see how many contacts you can make from that park. And soda is basically where you go to a mountaintop and activate the top of the mountain see how many contacts you can make from the top of a mountain. So that's a couple of different activities. I know a lot of people that does the POTA. But there's just all kinds of stuff that you can do. Have you thought about getting into CW or FT8?
Well, with CW, yes. I got an app for my phone. You know, it drops the letter. You put in the code to try to, you know, to learn it, as, you know, in a kind of a fun way. So I've been doing that, trying to pick up Morse code. I think probably I will get a kit and build a CW transmitter and start that way on, you know, whatever frequencies I'm allowed to use at that time. If I'm still a technician, I'll go that way. If general, I guess I could do just about anything. But, yeah, I want to get into that. And I've heard of these clubs. In fact, I took my my test out at the Brewers Club last month and met some of the guys when I did that. And but online is showing that with COVID, they're really not meeting. And hoping that, you know, they start up with in-person meetings again soon so I can meet some of these guys.
I'll tell you what you do. You go over to the Greer Amateur Radio Society website. And what we're doing right now, and I believe it's this coming Monday, we're doing Zoom meetings.
Easier from Greenville. I wouldn't have to drive anywhere. Just get on a Zoom call and check it out. So I will. I'll go online and you know, find the information, and I'll probably log in on Monday and talk to you. What time's the meeting?
I believe it starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay. That's the date. I'll be there.
Cool beans, guy. All right. Well, listen, I'm waiting on my wife to pull in. I think I see her pulling in, and we're going to go in and have some lunch. So, Brian, I enjoyed it, bud. So give me your call sign again.
It's Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha, Papa, at least for today. I got an application in to get a vanity call sign, so it may be changed. But right now, KO4, LAP.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike.
Look at there. Sounds like you're going to be a popular guy, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to dump out 73s, and I hope to hear from you. If you ever hear me on here, jump in. KN4 VWA 73 is clear. Y'all carry on.
Okay, Steve. Good talking to you. This is KO4 LAP. And station calling, I'm not very good at remembering call signs, so please give again.
Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike.
Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike is KO4 LAP. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. I'm part of the Bars Club over here in Truth and Greenville area, and they meet the computer the first Monday of every month.
Okay, so it sounds like first Monday for Brars, and what would it be, the second or third Monday for the club and Greer? So you could do both, at least while we're doing it online. I guess that's a good thing. I'll check it out.
Yeah. For you to go to, and you get me more people and find out all the stuff they're doing. So, on this.
Check it out. Where are you at now? Are you in Greenville, or are you somewhere out further out?
Over by the...
Isn't you here? It sounds like maybe you're out of range, just getting out of range of the repeater. Try it again. But thanks for the invite to the club. I will check it out first Monday of the month at Brewers, and I'll be online this Monday, or that Monday, and I'll meet you all there. KO4 LEP Mobile, I'm out.
Mike out.